Well, it's great to be with you here again. It's been a wee while from I've been here, and I remember when I used to sit where you boys and girls are, and I used to go up. I used to love getting up to say the memory verses and to speak, and then it comes to times like this here where I wonder, why did I ever feel like that? Because now I have to get up and I don't want to be here. It's nerve-wracking enough, but it's great to be with you here, and you did very, very well, I must say, and all of the teachers and everybody really did very, very well. Congratulations to you all. And I hope this PowerPoint works for me okay. But, you know, whenever I was asked to speak to you boys and girls, I wondered about what special events would there be that would be happening in the summertime. Can anybody guess what big event is going to be happening in the summertime over in London?
Yes?
The Olympics, that is right. So I thought we could talk about the Olympics. And this year, thousands of athletes from almost every part of the world will be going to London to compete to be number one for their country. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of background about the Olympics and where they all came from. So they started a long, long time ago, over 2,500 years ago, in a place called Greece. And they're held every 4 years. And when they first started out, there was only one event in the Olympics, and that was the sprint. It was a short run, and the athletes ran as fast as they could towards the finish line, and only men could take part, and the winner didn't get a medal like they get now, but he would have got a crown of olive leaves placed upon his head. But you know, as the Olympic Games began to grow, more and more games were added. There were other races added. There was boxing, wrestling, equestrian, that's horse riding, and then there was another race called the pentathlon, and this had five different sports included in it. It was the long jump, the javelin throw, the discus throw, the foot race, and wrestling. And nowadays there are hundreds and hundreds of sporting events that take place, and there are hundreds of athletes that compete in them. But, you know, as I was thinking about the race that these athletes run, I thought we can learn some very important lessons from these athletes. You know, those of us who are Christians and have asked the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts, we have all started out on a race as well, just like these athletes have, and it's called the Christian race. And you know, every day we are running and getting closer and closer to the finish line. But boys and girls, the athlete doesn't wake up one morning and decide, I'm going to go and run in the Olympics today. Now, he doesn't just turn up at the starting line and get ready to run. It takes months and months of dedicated training to be ready to run the race and to finish it. And this teaches us an important lesson. You know, we all have to be dedicated in doing our best for God and living our lives that are pleasing to Him. You know, every day is a new day. We heard in the testimonies about the opportunities that boys and girls have of telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you can tell your friends and your family that they need a Saviour and they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. And then they can start out on this Christian race with you. But you know, then I began to think, you know, as we run this race, there will be times when we will be disappointed and things may not go the way that we want them. But you know, one man who had a great disappointment was a man called Derek Redmond. Now, he was an athlete for the men's sprint. You know, this man was very excited as he stood at the starting line, and he was ready to run the race. And as soon as the starter gun went, he ran as fast as he could. But you know, not long into the race, he felt a sharp pain in his leg. You know what happened? His hamstring had snapped. And he fell to the ground and he cried with pain. He knew that he couldn't run anymore. All of the doctors, they were standing nearby in the crowd, and they rushed to help him, but he waved them away. He didn't want any help. He wanted to finish the race. He was dedicated to finish the race he had begun, even though he knew there was no chance of winning it, but he wanted to finish it. Then all of a sudden, a man from the crowds came, and then he rushed on to the racing track. It was Derek's dad, Jim. Derek said to his dad, I'm going to finish this race. So his dad put his arm around his son and said, well then, son, we're going to do this together. You know, both father and son finished the race. His father had helped him. And you know, after the race, Derek was interviewed and he said, "My father was the only person who could have helped me through because he understood everything I had been through." I know this speaks to us of our Heavenly Father. He understands everything that we go through as we run the Christian race. And there will be times when we will be disappointed and we will fall just like Derek did. But we need to remember that our Father is waiting. And he will come and he will put his arm around us and he will say, "Well, my child, we're going to do this together." And he will help us finish that race so that at the very end of the race we can say, "I have fought a good fight and I have finished my course." So we've looked at the athletes. Now, can anybody tell me what is sort of the symbol of the Olympics? You maybe saw it going through Portadown a couple of weeks ago. Can anybody tell me? Yes? The torch, the Olympic torch. And as I thought of the Olympic torch, I thought there are lessons that we can learn from this as well. So the Olympic torch, it has a flame. And this flame burns brightly. And it shows all of us that the Olympics are starting soon. And this speaks of the Christian as well. You know, each one of us has a flame that is burning. But the question we need to ask ourselves, how bright is our flame burning for God? There's a little course, and I'm sure you all know it. It says, "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning." Hands up who knows that course. It's a very well-known course, and it's so, so true. And it's not a physical lamp that we carry around with us, but if we have asked the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart, it's the flame that we should have in our hearts. We want to tell others about him. Our friends and our families who aren't saved need to know about the only one who can take away their sin, and so they can start on this great Christian race with us. Now the Bible tells us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven." We need to shine brightly as little beams for Jesus. He wants us to be those lights that will shine for him when we are at school or when we're playing with our friends. Whatever we are doing, we need to be telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. So we've looked at the athletes. We have looked at the Olympic torch. Now we're going to look at the Olympic motto. Now this isn't very well known, but there's some very important lessons we can learn. So the Olympic motto, it's a bit of Latin. Any of the grown-ups know any Latin? Because you can correct me if I don't pronounce this right. But it's Fitius, Altius, Fortius. And that's the motto of the Olympics. And as I studied these words, I realised that they had very, very important meanings that we can all learn something from. So the first word is Fitius, and this word means swift, swifter or quicker. And you know, it says in the Bible, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." You know, the Bible is the word of God, and in this great book we have how God guides his children, and then also how he can save those who haven't asked him to forgive their sins. You know, I wonder, have you called on God to forgive you of your sins? Because he's waiting for you to call upon him. Romans 10 verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know, I read this verse at the age of 5 and I went to Sunday school in this church, and I realised one Sunday morning that I hadn't called upon God to forgive me of my sin and I wasn't ready for heaven. Can you say that you have called upon the Lord Jesus Christ to take away your sin? If you haven't, you know, you can do it just where you're sitting this morning. You can start on this Christian race with all of your Christian friends by just asking the Lord into your heart to take away your sin. Now we move on to the second word, and it's the word Altius. Now this word has an important meaning as well. This word means higher. And that reminded me of God in heaven. One of the Psalms says, "The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all." You know, God is looking down upon each one of us, and he's watching everything that we do from heaven. And it reminded me of a little story called The Devil and the Duck. Now, this is a very, very brilliant story. I love this little story. And it's about a little boy who was visiting his grandparents on their farm. And he was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. And he practiced in the woods, but he could never, ever hit the target that he wanted to hit. So getting a little discouraged and a little sad, he decided to head back for dinner. And as he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. And just out of impulse, he decided he's going to try and hit this duck with the slingshot. So he hit the duck square in the head and he killed it. And he was very, very shocked. In a panic, he knew that Grandma would be sad. So he hid the dead duck in the woodpile and he said nothing. But then he looked round and he saw his sister Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. So after lunch the next day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me that he wanted to help in the kitchen." And then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny ended up doing the dishes. Then later that day, Grandpa, he asked the children if they wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me make the supper." Sally just smiled and said, "No, that's okay, because Johnny told me that he wanted to help with the supper." And then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Sally went fishing and Johnny had to stay and help. And then after a few days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he couldn't take it any longer. So he came to Grandma and he confessed everything. He had killed her pet duck. Then Grandma knelt down beside him and gave him a hug and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgive you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." And that teaches us that whatever sin that we have done in our lives, no matter how bad, God was standing at the window and he saw the whole thing. You know, he has seen your life and he wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you're going to let the devil make a slave of you. The great thing about God is that when you ask for forgiveness, he not only forgives you, but he forgets about it. And it's by God's grace and mercy that we are saved. Now, the last word in the Olympic motto is the word fortius, and it means stronger. And it reminds us of where we get our strength to run the Christian race from. In the Psalms read, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him." And if your heart has trusted in him in the meeting this morning, he will be your strength and your shield. Remember at the very start, we were talking about disappointments in the Christian race and things not going our way. Well, our Heavenly Father is there to help us. And he will be our strength and protect us from any harm that may come in our way. So we've looked at the athletes, and we've looked at the Olympic torch, and we've looked at the Olympic motto. And the last thing that we're going to look at this morning is the symbol of the Olympics. Now, there are five rings looped together, and when we see this symbol, we know exactly what it stands for, the Olympics. And if you notice, each ring is a different colour. And each colour is going to teach us a very important lesson. And the first colour is blue. And it reminds us of creation. And it says in Genesis 1, verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In 6 days, he made the fish, the birds, the trees, and the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. And he put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to look after the animals and to live there. And it was a perfect world. And the Bible tells us that God looked down upon his creation and saw that it was all good. But this wasn't going to last very long, because then we come to the black ring, and it symbolizes sin. Sin entered into the world. And you know, in the Garden of Eden, God had told Adam and Eve that they could eat of any fruit of any tree in that garden, except one, and that was the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And if they ate this fruit, God told them that they would surely die. But one day, however, the devil came in the form of a big serpent. I'm sure you all know the story. And he tempted Eve. And he told her that she would not surely die. She wouldn't die if she ate the fruit. In fact, the opposite would happen. She would become like a god herself. The devil was lying to Eve and caused her to eat fruit of the tree that God had told them not to. And this is how sin came into the world, and so all have sinned. Each of us is born with sin in our hearts and deserves to be punished in hell forever. But you know, the amazing story is that there's a way that we can escape hell. And this is what we find with the red ring in the symbol. Now, God loved his people, and so he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. Jesus took the punishment that we all deserved, and he shed his blood so that all of our sins can be forgiven. We just need to ask him to come into our hearts and forgive us. And it's only through his precious blood that we can be forgiven. It doesn't matter how good you are in Sunday school. It doesn't matter how much you obey your parents. Those are all great. But you need the precious blood of Christ to take away your sins and to make you ready for heaven. And if you have done that, then your heart is white. And this is the white ring. And it reminds us of our hearts after we have asked God for forgiveness. Because our hearts were black with sin, and now they are pure white, because our sins have all been blotted out. Because he loves us. You know, he will make our hearts white like snow. When we look out of the window at winter time when it's been snowing, we see how beautiful and how clean the snow looks. And that's just like our hearts, because God has changed us and he's made us fit and ready for heaven. I wonder, can you say that your heart is white like snow? Have you been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb? Have you asked him into your heart for forgiveness? Because you can do that just where you are sitting this morning. Then we come to the green ring. And this ring reminds us of growth. Now, hands up who likes gardening. Maybe some of the grown-ups like to do a bit of gardening during the summer. Yes, well, if you plant the seed and you forget about the seed, it's not going to grow. If you don't water it and take care of it, it'll just wither away. And it's the same with our lives. When we ask the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness, we have started out on a new life with him. Just like that new seed has been planted into the ground. And if we forget to take care of that, if we forget to water it, then it's not going to grow. And if we don't take care of our hearts when we begin on this new life with Christ, then we're not going to grow as Christians. There's a little course that says, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. And it's only through talking to God through prayer, asking him for forgiveness, asking him for guidance, asking him for the courage to stand up and tell others about him, that we can grow as Christians. Another way we can grow as Christians is by reading the Bible. You know, this special book is full of God's promises to us and his will for each of our lives, even the mummies and daddies. We just need to read his word, because this is how God speaks to us. And then the final ring is the gold ring. And this reminds us of heaven, that wonderful place where God is. The Bible tells us that God is there and he's preparing a place for all of those who have trusted in him for salvation. Do you remember at the very start we were talking about the first Olympic Games held in Greece? Well, they got a crown of olive leaves placed on their head. But when we reach heaven, the finish line of our Christian race, we won't get a crown of olive leaves, but we'll get a crown of gold put upon our head. We need to reach this finish line, heaven. We need to continue on and get to the very end. Now, there's a little verse I had put up on this PowerPoint, and I was very pleased to hear that I heard it about three times during the programme this morning. And it's very simply John chapter 3 and verse 16. And it's probably the most well-known verse. I'm sure everybody in the congregation can say this verse, but it's so true. I wonder, will you ever reach heaven? Have you started out on this Christian race? And it's not just for boys and girls, it's for mummies and daddies and grown-ups as well. Can you say that you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation? You know, it's Father's Day today. I hope everybody remembered to buy their daddy something and give it to them today. But I'm sure each one of you have shown your daddy love in some way this morning, whether it's buying him a card or buying him or making him some special gift. And I'm sure you've shown your dad some love. Well, what about your father in heaven? I wonder today, will you realise his love for you? And will you come to know him as your heavenly father, even this morning where you are. You know, he can put his arm around you and he will say, well, my child, we're going to finish this together. Just like Derek's dad helped his son finish the race. Our Heavenly Father will help us finish the Christian race. Trust him today for salvation. He's willing and ready. He will become your Heavenly Father right where you are, and he will help you run this Christian race. Why not make this Father's Day the day where you show your Heavenly Father that you love him? Amen. Thank you.